I want to speak to Colin Parry. Colin, good morning.
Good morning.
Colin, you are very much on a journey as far as Martin McGuinness is concerned. Your son, Tim, was killed by the IRA in a bomb attack in Warrington back in 1993. Eventually, you did meet and talk to and even issue an invitation to Martin McGuinness.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that, please, Colin.
I was making a documentary program for the BBC on the 15th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. And amongst the various people who I interviewed, Martin was one. And at the end of the interview, on impulse, I said to him, Martin, I'd like you to deliver our annual peace lecture at the Peace Centre in Warrington. I expected he would say, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. But in fact, he immediately said yes, he would. And I was delighted about that. He spoke to an audience of about 100 people. I wouldn't describe the atmosphere as necessarily warm and cordial, but it wasn't hostile either. But he gave a frank, I thought, a frank and honest account of his life and the two phases of his life. And I think the audience very much appreciated listening to him.
Do you understand that other victims, and I mean, like yourself, people who are bereaved, can't travel on the journey that you were on with them?
Yes, absolutely, I understand that. And I can only say that now that we have a very well-established Peace Foundation and a Peace Centre, and the work of the Foundation is all to do with conflict resolution, peace building in all its forms, that it would be absolutely hypocritical of me to have founded a charity like that in my son's name and then to take a partisan view of who I speak to and who I don't speak to. And I would have no legitimacy, nor would my organisation, if I then cherry-picked my guests, as it were. So I'm quite clear that what I'm doing is entirely consistent with the journey my wife and I set out on all those years ago.
That evening in Warrington, when you said the atmosphere wasn't necessarily cordial, but it wasn't hostile either, how did you feel? How difficult was that for you to have a representative of the IRA in your hometown where you had lost your son?
Well, I can distinguish between my home life, my family life, and my professional life. And I have to, frankly, because there are going to be times when I will be sitting with people whose views and attitudes I find anathema. And I cannot allow that to stand in the way of work which is consistent with what my foundation does. Excuse me one second. I have to get out of a taxi at this point in time.
You're okay. Take your time.
Do bear with me.
Step out. Not a bother at all. You probably have to pay the man a few bob as well. If you are just joining us, we're talking to Colin Parry, who's travelling from one part of England to the other by taxi as we speak to him. And we'll get him back on the line in just a second. But a number of you have been making points and have been sending us texts and emails, and I'll get to all of those very shortly indeed. So, Colin, you've managed to negotiate that step okay?
Yes, I'm now walking.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was saying, I have to be able to draw a line between my own beliefs necessarily and my own actions and the principles under which we set up the charity that we did. And we're in the business of facilitating dialogue, often difficult dialogue, holding difficult conversations. And to do that, to do it and be respected, as I believe we are, difficult choices have to be made.
And you made that choice. And today, how would you describe the person who has died? Just briefly, how would you describe your relationship with Martin McGuinness? Is it someone who you've worked with? Is it someone who became a friend? How would you describe it?
No, I wouldn't say we became friends. What I would say is we had a respect for each other. I recognised the journey he'd been on. It was no easy journey for him to make from his former life to his later life. And he was one of the leaders of the peace process. And I think he deserves credit for that.
So you've lost someone you respect. Colin Parry, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Colin Parry, who lost his son Tim in the Warrington Town Centre bombing back in 1993. He was killed by the IRA.